This is Apollo Control at 67 hours, 8 minutes, ground elapsed time. 182,011 nautical miles out from Earth. 2,264 feet per second in velocity. 41 seconds. We have some 41 seconds of tape to play back at this time.
Apollo 12, Houston.
Go ahead.
Roger, 12. At this time, it looks like there'll be no need to schedule a mid-course 4. Next 8 hours or so, if we have no major changes in the trajectory due to dumps or anything like that, it probably will be a sure no mid-course 4.
Okay, that looks like we'll have any dumps on the regular
Hey, firm.
Roger, Pete. It looks like your EKG indication has gone sour down here. Would you check your blue lead on your system there when you get a chance?
It worked. He was exercised. He may have pulled it loose.
Okay.
How's it look now, Houston?
Loud and clear, Pete.
6-8, Jerry.
We're reading you loud and clear now, Pete.
Okay, I just didn't reinstall it correctly.
You are now medically acceptable again. This is Apollo Control. That last exchange regarding the commander's biomedical harness and reconnecting it so that flight surgeon John Ziegelschmidt could observe the commander's heart rate was a live transmission. We'll leave the circuit up for a few moments longer in case conversation resumes. This is Apollo Control. The line is getting quite noisy now as the spacecraft rotating 3 revolutions per hour loses lock with the ground from the high gain antenna. At 67 hours, 12 minutes, ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control.